A vote on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Act, or DACA, could be coming soon, and congressional action could hinge on at least one of our local representatives. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story of how some Republicans from our area are playing hardball and trying to force a vote on the issue.
President Trump has been all over the map when it comes to the so-called Dreamers, or DACA recipients. Those immigrants who were brought here as children and are now at risk of being deported. But negotiations between Trump and Democratic leaders fell apart, and now a growing number of Republicans are trying to force a vote in the House to protect the Dreamers. Central New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance signed on to a little-used tool called a discharge petition that enables a majority of members of the House to go over leadership and force a vote on DACA.
Leadership has indicated that it wants to bring a bill to the floor, and I think it's time to bring a bill to the floor, given the fact that the president set a deadline of March, and we have now passed that deadline.
If only five more Republicans sign on to the discharge petition, it would likely trigger a vote, because every Democrat is expected to sign on once 25 Republicans do. There's still no consensus, though, because the petition calls for votes on four competing immigration bills. Lance has co-sponsored a standalone bill that would protect so-called Dreamers without increasing border security. But his favorite bill would increase border security while also protecting Dreamers. He says just having a debate could be helpful.
I think that that could lead to a consensus, but there certainly is a variety of opinion on this issue.
The lawmakers spearheading this mini-rebellion in the House are now eyeing the signature of Bucks County Republican Brian Fitzpatrick. The first-term representative also supports that DACA bill with increased border security that Lance does. Fitzpatrick says it's a compromise.
It's the most reasonable, pragmatic solution. It's got both a border security component and a compassionate DACA component, and that's what I believe. I think we got to secure our borders, but we also need to treat the DACA kids compassionately, and they came into this country on average age 6 due to no fault of their own, and they shouldn't be forced to live with anxiety.
Fitzpatrick is willing to sign the petition and is reviewing it, but he says he wants to give leaders time to schedule an immigration debate first.
I want to do the right thing. My goal is, what's the best way to get that bill on the floor? And obviously the easiest way is for leadership to put it on the floor, so we'll give them a chance to do that.
While Fitzpatrick is open to signing the petition, others from our region say never.
I think it's the wrong way to accomplish what they want to get done.
That's South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur. He says he wants a vote on immigration and agrees the debate is long overdue, but...
My concern with the discharge petition is it allows the DREAM Act to be brought by the Democrats. They can vote, they can bullet vote against everything else and put all their weight behind one bill, which has no border security. And they can pass that with a handful of others and basically take control of the process.
MacArthur is in President Trump's camp when it comes to extending any Dreamer protection legislation into a broader border security bill.
What I support is a balance of solving the DACA problem, giving them a status, giving them permanence, but also investing in border security so we don't have this problem all over again in a few years. This, I think, risks blowing up and not achieving that.
Republican leaders have said they want to move on a bill that the president supports. But Trump has not weighed in fully on the competing bills floating through Congress. Retiring Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents parts of four counties west of Philadelphia, disagrees with the GOP leader's plan. He wants Democrats as a part of the solution from the beginning.
I've always felt that an immigration bill should be bipartisan, and there's not been a demonstrated ability to get a Republican bill to the floor.
Costello says he signed the petition to force the Dreamer debate because he thinks it would actually get a bill to the president's desk.
So the discharge petition actually would contemplate that you're sort of working it from the middle here, which I would think would have a higher likelihood of success in the Senate.
Without the discharge petition, it's unclear if or when fixing DACA will ever get to the floor or to the president's desk. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.